try and tell me in your words, what is truth, or what is it to be true? What could you say if something is true? It's quite a hard question, but you can have a go. Yeah.
Is it Friday?
If something is true,
yes.
It's happened one day.
If something is true, it's happened. Really good description. Anyone else in their own words want to say? Something is true, what it is for something to be true? Okay, well, that was a really good start. It's really saying, did you want to say something, yeah?
If it's true, you love him.
If it's true, you love him? That could be true. If it's true, you believe the truth about God, you love him. That could be true, yeah? It really means words that say what is actually the fact. Words that say what is real. Words that say what is not false. So when I say that chicken have no teeth, that is true. If I say chicken have 22 teeth, that is false. So when we say something's true, we mean that it is real and it corresponds to reality or corresponds with the facts. We're going to think this morning with everybody together about the fact that God is truth. He always speaks the truth. He knows all the truth, and he shows to us the truth in Jesus. Jehovah El Emet, he is the Lord God of, children, of? The Lord God of? Truth, really loud. The Lord God of? Truth, which is the opposite to falsehood. It's saying something which is really a fact. He's the God of all truth. And I want to be honest and say that that's not like us. There's lots of ways God is not like us, and here's one of them. He is the God of all truth. We don't always tell the truth. We don't always speak the truth. Perhaps some of the children could give me kind of an example of how we don't always tell the truth. Doesn't have to be one that you've done, but an example of when we don't always tell the truth. What do we call it? Yes. Oh, give the example. Yes, if you do something naughty and you don't want to tell that you did it, you want to say something because you don't want to get into trouble. That's a way of not telling the truth. Can anyone think of any other ways? What do we call that? We call that yes?
A lie?
We call that a lie, really, yeah. So we don't tell the truth when we lie, and there can be all kinds of reasons for that. What's another way that we might not tell the truth? This is a hard one. But what if we say, my sister, she hit me so hard, and it really hurt, and I'm not sure I can use my arm now. That's a kind of a lying, isn't it? Well, unless she really did. If it was Charlie, maybe. But she's a tough girl. But we call that exaggerating, making something much bigger than it is. That's a way of not telling the truth, isn't it? There's another way of not telling the truth. Can you think of any? Shall I do the work? Do you want to do the work? Can you think of one?
Makeup.
Yeah, when you just make something up completely. Brilliant. That's a brilliant example where it's not because you're lying not to get in trouble. You just make something completely up. Yes?
If somebody was kicking the door, the glass could have break. Then somebody was keeping that and the person didn't kick it.
Yeah.
And the other boy said to his dad, he broke the door.
Yeah, and it wasn't him that did it, it was somebody else. Yeah, when you say you blame somebody else for kicking a door and breaking glass. Anyone got any broken glass at the moment? Yeah, I understand that kind of lie. There's another way, which is a sort of lie, and it's definitely not really telling the truth or loving the truth, is when we let people think good things about us that are not really true. So Mum could come home one day and our bedroom is perfectly tidy because maybe our big sister or our big brother tidied it up, or maybe Dad tidied it up. And Mum comes home and says to us, "Oh, your room is so tidy. Thank you so much for doing that." And you say, "It's all right." Letting someone think something really good about you that's not true. And there's ways that we do that as children, and there's ways that we do that as adults as well. So there's all kinds of ways in which we don't tell the truth or we don't love the truth. There's one other way where we don't really love the truth is where we don't keep our promises. So we might be the person who says, "I am going to tidy up my bedroom," but we didn't. Someone else did it for us. That's kind of a way of not loving the truth, because we say we're going to do something, but it's not true because we don't do it. Sometimes it's because we're not able to do it, because we're not all powerful, but sometimes it's just because we don't want to do it. We promise things, but we don't want to keep our promises. So we can lie, we can exaggerate, we can let people think things about us that are not true, and we fail to keep our promises. But God is not like us. Everything about him is true. Here's a verse in the Old Testament in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. And it says this: "God is not a man," should be an A there, "a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? God is not like us. God is the God of all truth." He's not like us that he lies, that he makes up something that's not true, either to protect himself from harm or because he wants people to think something good about him. He's not like us. He doesn't make up things that are not true. But also, he's not like us in that he can keep his promises. Does he say something and then not do it? Never. He always keeps his promises. Does he promise and not fulfill? Never. He always does what he says he's going to do. So God is not like us. Every word he says is true. When he tells us that he made the world, we know it's true. Whatever anyone else says, we know that it's true. When he said to Abraham, "You're going to have a son," although Abraham, you know, was very old and his wife was very old as well, and God said, "You're going to have a son," that was the truth. That wasn't a lie, because it actually happened. God always speaks the truth. When God came and saw his people, Israel, who were slaves in Egypt, very hard pressed, and he said that he was going to deliver them, it was true, because he actually did it. God is always truthful. God always keeps his promises. God said to Adam and Eve at the very beginning, "If you eat of this fruit, you will die." And they ate of the fruit, and we are all dying. Everything that God says is true. He never says something that is exaggerated or twisted or is not real. He always speaks the truth. So that's the first thing. God is truth. He always speaks the truth. And his promises are true. Every word of God, it says in the book of Proverbs, is flawless. It means it hasn't got a defect. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing at all wrong with it. There are all kinds of things wrong with our words. Sometimes our words are not true. Sometimes our words are not well formed. Sometimes our words don't make grammatical sense. But there's not a single word from God that doesn't make sense. And especially there's not a word that's not true. So God is truth, but also Jesus is God's truth in person. You know, at the end of that DVD, it said, what's going to break this cycle of war and these expressions of our wants and needs turning into greed? What's going to break that cycle? It's the coming of Jesus. And Jesus was true, but more than that, he was truth. He talked a lot about truth. If you read through the Gospel of John, he's always talking about truth, whether it's genuine what he's saying, whether he's speaking the truth. For example, in John chapter 8, he says, I tell the truth. Then a bit later he says, if I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. Jesus is God's truth in person. That means he always spoke the truth because he's God. That also means every promise he made came true. You remember that Jesus said lots of times that he was going to die and he was going to rise again. And that came true because God is a God of truth. And Jesus comes with the truth. But also, it's more than that he just spoke the truth, that every word he said was true. It's more than just that he could predict things that would happen and that was true. It's more than that. Jesus is actually in himself the truth, meaning he's everything that we need to know that's real. Jesus is the truth. He says that. Jesus, in answering Thomas, says, I am the way and the truth and the life. You see, Jesus didn't just come to tell us a load of facts which happened to be true. He didn't even come just to predict some things that would happen and then they came true. Jesus came to bring us truth that everybody needs to hear. The truth about our world, but the truth about God breaking in to our world. You see, he says, I'm the truth, but he also says, I am the way and I am the life. How do we know God as our Father and our friend? How can we know that? What's the truth about God? It's all there in Jesus. What God is like, what we need to do to be friends with God, it's all there in Jesus. He's the truth about you. He's the truth about me. He's the truth about God. He's the truth about reconciliation with God. He's the truth about eternal life. He's the truth about the future of our world. He's the truth about the diagnosis for what's wrong with the world. He's the truth about everything. He's the truth about what ultimately you in your heart need to be reconciled to God. He's the truth about that. He is the truth that you need to know. He's the truth that makes sense of all other truth. He's the truth that makes sense of the world in which we live. He's the truth that helps us understand and enjoy all the good things that we do enjoy. He's the truth that gives us meaning and significance and helps us understand who we are. Jesus is God's truth in person. So, just to think about what that means, we need to listen to the truth from the God of truth. From the youngest right through to the oldest, we need to be listening to the truth from the God of truth. As he speaks to us in the Bible, where he says, I've revealed my truth there, we need to listen. And there are all kinds of voices in the world around us telling us how the world began or telling us how we should be happy, but they're not true. Just children, if you could think, what lies might people tell you, or what things might people tell you that are different to what the Bible says, and they're asking you to listen to them? Can you think of any of those? Can you think of anything that you hear from your friends at school, or from your teachers, or from the telly, that tells you things that are not God's truth? This is a tune back in moment. Can you think of any? What have you learned? What do you hear? What do your friends say about God? Hey, Tom, sorry. Where are you? Oh, sorry, Elise. Yeah, they might say the Big Bang Theory, or they might say what's behind the Big Bang Theory. They might say that you don't need God, mightn't they? Something like that. God didn't make the world, it just happened by the Big Bang or something like that, yeah? So they might tell you that. Is that God's truth? Now, we don't know precisely how God made the world, but we do know that God made the world, so that would be not the truth, wouldn't it? So you're hearing all those kind of things. Anything else? Does anyone of your school friends ever say, God's just made up? It's not the truth. So you're hearing all these voices, And you need to listen to God, who is the truth. You guys thinking of anything? No? So they might tell you that God's just made up, or they might tell you that all the stories about Jesus made up, or they might tell you that miracles couldn't possibly happen, or they might tell you that the way to be happy is to do this or to do this. They might tell you you're stupid to believe the Bible, but it's all lies. It's not the truth. And God invites us to listen to the truth. He says, I'm the God of all truth. Listen to me. So listen to the truth from God, but also, oops, going the wrong way. But also listen to God's truth in Jesus. Listen to the whole Bible, but really the whole Bible takes us to Jesus, who is the truth. He always speaks the truth. He embodies the truth. Listen to Jesus as he tells you how to be best friends with God and have eternal life. Listen to that truth. But also, and especially great for all of us here this morning, because God is truth, we can trust him. We can trust him with our life. We can say, I'm going to turn over my life to you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put my hand in your hand, and I'm going to live for you the rest of my life, and I'm going to trust what Jesus did on the cross. So we can believe him when he says that he will give us eternal life and that he will never leave us. We can trust him for that. But we can trust his faithfulness for every promise that he makes. He's not a man that he would lie. He doesn't make things up. He doesn't promise things and then not bring them about. Does he promise to always be with you every single day, every moment? Yes, he does. Does he promise to bring you through to glory? Yes. Does he promise that every pain has a purpose for your good and for his glory? Does he promise that? Yes, he does. Does he promise to help you in temptation? Does he promise to help you as you feel like you're going through a kind of fiery furnace of trial and trouble? Does he promise to be with you right there and then? Yes, he does. And is what he says true? Yes, it is. So you can trust him. He always sees. He always works for our good. So trust his faithfulness. And then lastly, speak the truth. If God's a God of truth, if we really believe that, then we want to be speakers of the truth. Tell the truth to your parents, even though you might get in trouble sometimes. Tell the truth to your friends at school. Tell the truth to your teachers. Tell the truth to people who employ you. Tell the truth to people who you have to pay taxes to. Tell the truth when you're paying for something. Tell the truth. Tell the truth because God loves truth. Be an honest worker. Be an honest taxpayer. Be an honest business dealer. Always tell the truth. Don't exaggerate. Don't take the credit for something you didn't do. Don't blow things up out of all proportion. Don't be honoured when you don't deserve the honour. Tell the truth. Speak the truth. Speak the truth in love to your brothers and sisters. Tell the truth. Be honest. Be faithful. Be reliable. And speak the truth about Jesus. Jesus, God's truth. Tell your school friends about Jesus. He's the truth. He really did come to this earth. He is a real person. It's a real set of events to happen. Tell the truth. Tell the good news about Jesus. Children, he's the Lord God of what? Truth. He's the Lord God of truth. He always speaks the truth. His promises come true. And Jesus brings us the truth because he is the truth. Jesus is God's truth in person.